Welcome to this Voice Liberation Meditation. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on this awakening path with me. My name is Netta Boyne, and I use music and the voice to remember and extend the love that we truly are. This meditation is a meditation I love to start basically all of my events with, whether it's a retreat, a workshop, a concert. I always love to start with this. It is a really, it's really a great meditation to check in, to reconnect with yourself, to feel more grounded, and to just give more space to what is present for you in this moment. So you can really do this meditation whenever you feel, whether you're feeling joyful or sad or whatever is going on for you. It's a good one to start your day with or to end your day with, but it's also really great during the day whenever you feel triggered, or you notice your nervous system is activated and you really feel you feel it's good to reconnect and go inward, then this is a really beautiful one. And it's great to do this meditation if you have the space and you feel safe to make sound and to join me in that, but know that it's perfectly fine as well to do this in complete silence. I always say my voice is your voice, so you can always just connect with my voice. That's perfectly fine. But if you do have the space to make some sound, that's great. All you really need is just your willingness to be free and let love lead the way. Okay, enough talking. Let's go inward. As I always say, let's put our traveling hats on. And let's go within. So if it feels okay for you, you can close your eyes. And just take a moment to settle in. Maybe you need to adjust your seating position a little bit. Find with this what feels good for you. Maybe you want to lay down. Maybe you want to sit up straight. Just see what feels good for you. And just notice how you're sitting here. See if you can just fully welcome yourself to be here in this moment, exactly as you are. So just notice what thoughts, what feelings are present for you. See if you can just welcome them without any judgment. They don't have to go away. They don't have to change. Just notice. They're all welcome in this session. They don't have to go away first for you to do this session. So just welcome them. Meet them with compassion. No judgment. See if you can have curiosity about what is going on inside of you right now, whatever that is. See if your face is relaxed. Maybe you like to make some funny faces. Wow. Maybe move your jaw. Wow. Maybe you feel some other parts in your body like to shake a little bit or make some circles with your neck or your shoulders. Just feel what feels good. You might already hear me sighing. I love to sigh. And this is what I call the voice liberation sigh. And the voice liberation sigh is very different from this, this frustrating sigh with these clenched jaws and frowned forehead, this sigh that we know, the frustration sigh. the frustration side also, at least to me, it really doesn't feel very liberating. It's more like an expression of discontentment. But the voice liberation side is, it's just so good. I already do it like all through the day, so I invite you to do it throughout this session, honestly, throughout your life. It's great. Everybody around me, all my friends now, we're all sighing through the day, and it's so great. So the voice liberation sigh is a sigh with an open mouth, very relaxed, relaxed face. And it's a sigh that really gives space to what is present for us in the moment, whatever that is, whether it's joy, whether it's sadness. You know, I often notice especially with sadness, the body tends to try to swallow that sadness. Like, I notice the tendency of my body is then to sort of press my lips together and to swallow my tears. So also for this meditation, if you notice there's emotions coming up, see if instead of pressing your lips together, instead of trying to swallow that sadness or emotion or whatever comes up, see if you can open up your mouth. And just let it out. Give it space. Whatever comes up. Also, if that's just joy, maybe there's laughter. Let's see if you can give that space, if you can welcome it. So let's do that a couple of times. Let's inhale deeply. And out on a big sigh. Yeah. Beautiful. And if you notice with that exhale that your body wants to join in on some shakes or stretches, just follow that. Let's do that a couple of more times. So really open up your mouth. A little bit exaggerated. Just open it up. And you can really make some sound on that sigh, if that feels okay for you. See what that does. I love to make some sound with it. Let's do it again. Notice already. Notice what that does for you, those sighs. And if you aren't in a place to make sound, you can just do this by just inhaling and exhaling deeply and just connect to my voice. Now we're going to go a little bit deeper and see if you can connect those sighs to what is present within your body, within your emotions. So I want you to look within, and on every inhale, I want you to imagine as if you're inhaling into what is present for you. And it can be helpful to really start within your body, to not go too much in your head. So to just notice, like, hey, maybe there's some tension somewhere, or what is present for you within the body. And on every inhale, it's like you're inhaling into that awareness, into that sensation. And on an exhale, you let out a big sigh, possibly with some sound, not to sort of trying to sigh that feeling away or anything like that. It's not really like that. It's more to just let it be heard. It's as if you're asking that sensation in your body, that tension, that sadness, that whatever is going on, that joy, you're sort of asking it like, hey, what do you sound like? And then on an exhale, you allow it to sound and to be heard in whatever way it wants to. So maybe it sounds a little funny or a little weird. Maybe it's just those sighs. And just be curious. So let's do that a few rounds. So go inward. Connect with what is present for you. And then inhale on what you're feeling. And exhale on a big sigh. Yeah, and let's do that in our own tempo. So every inhale, you inhale into what is present for you. And on an exhale, you let what is present just make whatever sound, whatever sigh wants to come up. Very relaxing. Relax your face, relax your eyes, relax your jaw. Your body wants to move along with you. Let it. Yeah, just give it space. Present with what comes up. If there are tears that are coming up, let them, give them space. Don't clench your jaws. Open up your mouth. Don't try to do your best. Sink into it. And stay present with what's going on for you. So really stay present. Stay with the feeling. What is going on for you? Inhale into what is most, what you can be most aware of in this moment. Exhale on a sigh. Beautiful. You can keep going on with these sighs, but if you want to go a little further, you can turn those sighs slowly into a sound. It's the same concept. So in every inhale, it's like you're inhaling into what you are aware of in a moment, whatever that is. And on an exhale, it's as if you're asking that feeling, like, what do you sound like? You make space for that feeling to be heard, to literally be heard in whatever way it wants to be heard, whatever way it wants to be seen. And you're just curious, you're open, you're welcoming, you're encouraging. You're making space for that. And by doing that, you'll notice that what is underneath that feeling has space to be brought up to the light as well. So whatever sound wants to come up, it's not about singing beautifully. This is just about letting those things that are below the surface, welcoming them up into the light so that they can be seen and healed and met with love. So you really cannot do it wrong. And again, if you're not in a place to really make sound, just keep inhaling and exhaling deeply. And join with my voice. And even if there would be some thoughts around, you know, what would my neighbors think of me, or What would the kids or my partner think of this? See if you can actually bring that with you into the session. So maybe there's some embarrassment or self-consciousness. Yeah, again, you can bring that in the session. Like you can inhale into that and just exhale on whatever that wants to be expressed by. So let it be helpful to you, whatever is going on. You're in the perfect circumstance right now. You're always in the perfect classroom to learn what is needed to learn right now. Okay, so let's go in our own tempo and see what wants to be released. The sounds be very deep and relaxing. Try not to be too high. Really feel it in your belly. Yeah, very relaxed, you see? No strain. Relax your face. Some like grunts or some cries, or you let go that this needs to sound beautiful. Just just see what wants to come up. And if you feel like standing up or moving, just do what feels good for you. Something new might come up. Can you stay present with it? Can you open up to it? Shine a light upon it. Don't swallow any tears. Yeah. Big sighs. Yeah, see if your body wants any shakes. Yeah, a couple of more big sighs. Take your time. Notice how you're sitting here right now. Just take your time to feel and to get back. Beautiful. Just take whatever you need. Just feel it feels good for you. Maybe you need some extra stretches or some extra sighs, some nice big yawns. Just feel it feels good for you. Just in your own tempo, whenever you're ready, you can open up your eyes. Just take it easy. Wow. That felt so good. I needed that as well. That felt so nice. Oh, I really hope you enjoyed that as well. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Thank you for your willingness. Thank you for showing up. I wish you a beautiful rest of your day or night. Remember you're dreaming. Remember you're innocent. And yeah, remember that really and truly the whole universe got your back. Spirit got your back. Love's got your back. You're so loved. You're so taken care of. All is forgiven. All is released. Okay, thank you. So, yeah, if you're willing to go deeper with what we just practiced, if you want more, there is a whole lot more. I'm so happy to wake up with you, to be on this journey with you. I have a beautiful online course with a library filled with sessions like these. A bit longer usually, because Like I said, usually I start a session with something like this, maybe a bit shorter, but then we actually go into a bigger topic. So this is usually kind of the opening of setting ourselves up for going deeper and looking deeper at a certain topic. So this course contains a whole library filled with sessions with over 25 different themes. So the sessions are categorized with themes like relationships, forgiveness, anxiety, anger, grief, sadness, so much more. Also just joy. I had one student that was like, I also just want to do a session if I'm just joyful. I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. So yeah, also if you're just joyful and you feel to, you know, to express that joy in sound and have me accompany you with the piano, then there's also a session for that. So yeah, there's a beautiful online course, and the course is available forever. So it's not like a month thing or a year thing. It's a one-time payment, and then you can enjoy it for the rest of your life. I also have Voice Liberation Life workshops, life retreats, Voice Liberation concerts as well, combination of these type of voice liberation exercises along with sharing my songs that you can sing along to as well. Some mantras also inspired by the Course in Miracles. So yeah, I would love to see you live. I would love to see you online. I'm with you. And yeah, for any more of this, you can just go to my website. That's nedaboin.com. NEDABOIN.com. You can find everything there. So, yeah, I think that was it for now. Much love. A big, big hug. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being here.